The scripture reading today, this evening, for our homily is from John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. So they ask him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus, pray with me. Lord, we thank you for your word and ask again that you open our hearts to receive it. Even as we are rejoicing and there's much joy in our heart, Lord, help us not to forget why there's joy this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, at this point in John's gospel, Jesus has been saying a number of striking things. He's asking the people to put their trust, their very lives, in his hands. And naturally, the crowd's very skeptical. In verse 30, they press Jesus a little further and they say, "If you want us to believe you, if you want us to trust you, what sign will you give us?" And then they point to Israel's history, reminding Jesus how their ancestors were fed with manna from heaven. Implicitly, they're saying to Jesus, "Yes, you fed us," because at the beginning of John 6, Jesus had fed the 5,000 just roughly a day earlier. They're saying, "Yes, Jesus, you fed us. You fed 5,000 plus of us. But Moses fed Israel daily for 40 years. So what sign will you give us, Jesus, that's comparable to Moses?" But Jesus doesn't take the bait in the way that they expect. Instead, in verse 32, he actually corrects them. He says, "It wasn't Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. It was my Father who gave you this bread. And now the Father is offering you something far, far greater." You see, Jesus completely reframes the question. And that's because bread isn't, in Jesus' mind, just something you eat. Rather, as the text says, it is someone who comes down from heaven to give life. And that someone is standing right before the crowd announcing this to them. Verse 35 says it quite plainly. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." Now think about that for a moment. Life, as Jesus defines it, is more than just getting by, is more than breathing, it's more than just having a heartbeat. It is life as God designed it. Whole life, meaningful life, purposeful life. And it's life that starts now going out into eternity. That's why Jesus can say later in John 10:10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly," not just in eternity, but right now. That's what Jesus is offering the crowds, and that's what Jesus is offering us this Christmas. Now, many of you know me, and you know that I enjoy long-distance hiking. But lately, I haven't been able to do that as much because of some health issues, mainly around my sciatica. So I've been living vicariously recently through a book by an author named Bill Bryson, who talks about his time on the Appalachian Trail in the 1990s with a friend. And if you've never read the book, it's quite funny. He's a funny author. He's a little crass, so I warn you ahead of time. But the book is hilarious because this man was not a hiker. He's a writer, an author. And he had decided that he wanted to write about this historical trail. And so having never hiked it, having never done any really long-term or long-distance hiking, he and his friend that he hadn't seen in 20 years set out on the Appalachian Trail. You know, and he talks about his experience on the trail and about the history of the Appalachian Trail. But throughout the book, he touches on food. which is something every long-distance hiker knows well. Because after spending weeks on the trail, hunger starts to dominate everything. It doesn't matter that you brought enough food to sustain you through your daily hikes or each day, because even though you brought this food, for some reason your mind is thinking ramen just isn't cutting it anymore. Boiled macaroni just isn't enough. That trail mix, yes, I've had it for 5 days in a row and I need something more. And your mind just begins focusing on food. You talk about it while you're walking the trail, and even when you're sleeping, you're just dreaming of hamburgers and hot dogs and french fries and milkshakes, and of just thinking, when am I going to get my next real meal? And it truly does just dominate your thoughts to the point where you begin planning out and thinking, when is the next place I can get off the trail? Where's the next town that I need to resupply? Because when I resupply, I'm going to hit the diner in this small mountain town. And as soon as you get to that place, you sort of stumble off the trail and you stumble into this diner and you plop yourself. He says you plop yourself. This is Bill Bryson talking. You plop yourself down into this booth. You're exhausted to eat some real food, right? That's what you've been dreaming about. That's what you've been longing for. And I love how Bill Bryson tells it. He says, the moment the food hits the plate, it's like magic. You know, his legs are still tired or still sore. The trail is still hard. You're still grimy. You're dirty. But hope just magically floods in. Take that first bite of the hamburger and your body is restored. Your spirit lifts and you feel alive again. That's what Jesus is talking about. Not bread that merely keeps your heart beating, but the life of God himself, given to those who are empty and hungry for more. Jesus came to give life to the world. That is, he came to give life to people from every nation, tribe, and language. He's not just here to help a few individuals or a few of us to cope or feel a little better today. He is speaking to the world that is worn down, that's broken, and starving. Not just physically, but morally, spiritually, socially. That is sin, suffering, injustice, disease, oppression, death. They have drained the world of life. And Jesus comes to give new life. He came to renew, to restore, and to breathe vitality into a creation running on empty. So the question is how do we get that kind of life? Now the crowd in this text asks a version of that question. They say, give us this bread always. That's what they say to Jesus. After hearing that this bread that's never going to cause them to be hungry or never be thirsty, they say, give us this bread, give us this food. We want this. And Jesus' answer to them is quite radical. He says, I am the bread of life. That is, to receive true life is to be filled and renewed by Jesus. And this is the pattern we see throughout the Gospel of John. People want something from Jesus, and Jesus gives himself, not things. And that's really the heartbeat of Christmas, isn't it? God doesn't arrive to give us gadgets and clothes or toys, as wonderful as those things might be. He comes to offer himself. He is the gift, and he promises life, full and abundant life wrapped up in himself. Underneath all the Christmas festivities, from presents to cheesy holiday movies, and believe me, I watch my fair share, there is a deeper truth that sustains us. Jesus loves the world so much that he entered into its hunger, its darkness, and its brokenness. And he gave his own life so that true life could flow into our broken world, into our broken hearts. And on a night like this, when many of us come tired from work and we carry worry, maybe some disappointment, Jesus does not stand at a distance from you. He entered into your darkness. He took on your weakness, and he gave himself for you. And even now, before everything in our world is fixed and made completely new, Jesus gives you real and abundant life. He gives forgiveness that frees us, peace and hope that steadies us, and a love, friends, that does not let us go. This is the gift of Christmas. Christ has come, and in him is life. Let me pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Would you speak to us? Remind us that true life is found only in you. And then, Lord, strengthen us. Give us faith to believe, unlike the crowds, to believe that you are not just a prophet, but that you are the Messiah, the Holy One, come in the flesh to bear our sin. We praise you and we thank you. In the name of our Savior, amen.